Alrighty. Welcome back. Hope you all had a good break and got lots of work done on the assignment. There's been quite a few people asking questions on the discussion board about the assignment, which is good. So I know at least some of you have been working on it. So I remind you that it's due in about 2.5 weeks, so 11th of May. If you haven't got started and you're stuck, a good place to start are to read the threads that are already on the discussion board on my uni. Or you can make an appointment to come and see me to talk about it, or in my consulting hours. Although, of course, my consulting hours are Wednesdays. This Wednesday is a public holiday, so if you want to see me before the following Wednesday, let me know and we might be able to make an appointment. Okay, so in today's lecture we'll start on the next section of the course, which is information theory. But before we do that, I will talk about the assignment a bit. In particular, there's been quite a few questions on the implementation of the filters using bilinear transform. So what I'll do is go through a little bit of how you do that. So, what I'm hoping is that the projector will warm up and you'll be able to see this properly. Are you having trouble seeing the slides at the back? Yeah. All right, well, I'll be writing on the whiteboard anyway, and hopefully it'll the projector will warm up. But what you're asked to do in the first part of the assignment is, well, you're told you need to implement some digital filters because there's 3 or 4 digital filters in our simulated communication system, our FM communication system. But what you're told is you're given an analog filter, and what you want to do is to be able to simulate an analog filter in MATLAB. And in MATLAB, you have to implement a digital filter. So you need to be able to convert from the analog filter to a digital filter. And you also need to know how you're supposed to implement a filter in MATLAB. So I'd probably like to assume that you know how to do this from other courses, but I'll go through it anyway. Basically, you need, in MATLAB, to use the command filter. So it's filter like that. And give it 3 input parameters. And probably the typical way to do this in MATLAB is you have B and A are vectors of coefficients. So what you're implementing here is the digital filter H of Z. On some data. And so your H of Z, written in the form used in MATLAB, so in other courses or elsewhere, you might see these coefficients written slightly differently. Maybe A's are on the top line and B's are on the bottom line, but in MATLAB, the B's are on the top line. And the first coefficient is labelled with a 1. And typically you want it in the form that A1 is equal to 1. If you give an input to filter in MATLAB where the first component in A is not 1, it will automatically do that for you. But this is the standard way of doing it. All right, so in MATLAB, let's suppose you have some digital filter and it's written in this form, then, and maybe you have M equal to 1 and N equal to 2. You would enter the coefficients of the denominator as A. Maybe they're A and some value A1 that you have as a numerical value, and A2 as a numerical value, and also B, so B1 and B2. So that should be A2 and A3. Okay, so what this represents is the filter H of Z equal to B1 plus B2 Z minus 1. Okay, so once you've got a digital filter, to enter it in MATLAB, you just create these vectors of the coefficients, and then you call the filter function and make sure that the first component is the B vector, that's the numerator, the A vector are the denominator coefficients. Okay, so as long as you've got a filter, that should be fairly straightforward. Now, the problem for the assignment is that you're told an analog filter. So what I'll go through now is the process of converting an analog filter to a digital filter. And we do this using the bilinear transform, which is essentially an approximation, but one which is fairly standard to use. So, an analog filter would be written in the S domain as H of S. So, H of S operates on the Laplace transform of a signal. I should point out that, of course, in MATLAB, you're giving a time domain signal, so you don't need to worry about any conversion of X or Y. What you're interested in is implementing H of S. And the conversion from analog to digital is given exactly by z equal to e to the s t, where t is the sampling time. So t is equal to 1 over sampling frequency, or in the notation in the assignment, we're calling t delta. All right, so if we were to invert this relationship, we find that S is equal to 1 over t log of z, natural logarithm of z. But it makes everything easier if instead of having a conversion like this, we because our analog filter is typically the ratio of polynomials of s, we want polynomials of z. And what we can do is approximate the log of z and say that s is approximately equal to 2 over t, 1 take z to the minus 1 over 1 plus z to minus 1. So this is where the bilinear transformation comes from. It's an approximation of this exact result. Alright, so how do we use this? Well, if we have our H of s, our analog filter, then the equivalent digital filter is equal to H of S, where S is given by this relationship. So we take our analog filter, substitute for S. So anywhere where there's an S. Oh, right. Okay. That was probably it for the rest of the lecture. Okay, all right. I don't think I'm going to be able to fix that. All right, well, I'll just finish what I'm doing here and we'll probably leave it at that. Someone didn't set that up, did they? All right. So, anywhere where there's an S in your analog transfer function, you substitute for the bilinear transformation. Okay, so for example, if we have, like we have in the assignment, an analog filter, omega m over s plus omega m, then the digital filter is H1 of z equals omega m over the bilinear transform. Yep. As long as this is still working. Alright, would it help if I use a different colour? since the black's running out. One take Z minus one, one plus Z minus one, plus omega M. So that's all the bilinear transform does. Then you can get your digital filter just by rearranging this whole equation into the form, the standard form used by the filter function in MATLAB. And if you do the maths, you'll get, well, something like T over 2 omega M over omega M plus 1 times 1 plus Z to the minus 1. So the numerator coefficients are both the same, and 1 plus omega M minus 1. Alright, so then as long as you know what omega M is in your analog filter, applying the bilinear transform gives you the coefficients for the digital filter which you require in MATLAB. Because we assume we know what T is. Note that this depends on the sampling frequency. Alright, so you can do this by hand like this, but it's much easier to implement if you use the bilinear function in MATLAB. Although, firstly I'll point out that in the assignment you don't actually know what this omega M is to start with, and this is where we use frequency warping. But I'll come back to that, and I'll continue this by looking at firstly how we use the bilinear transform in MATLAB. So let's assume that we have some analog filter, and let's say omega M is 2. And omega M is definitely not 2 in the assignment, but just for example, if we in MATLAB were to then say a numerator of our analog filter is 2, our denominator coefficients for our analog filter are 1 and 2, so 2 for the numerator, 1 and 2 for the denominator. The underscore A indicates analog. What we get if we then call bilinear is if we make sure that we get two output arguments from bilinear. So underscore D represents the coefficients of the digital filter. So the bilinear transform gives us these coefficients as the numerator and these coefficients for the denominator. Equal to bilinear. And then you give it the coefficients for the analog filter and the sampling frequency. So this is our analog filter. These are the inputs to bilinear as well as the sampling frequency. And that gives us the digital filter coefficients, which is what we did here analytically. All right, so that's all very well if we know what H of S is. In the assignment, we don't know what omega M is, and this is where the frequency warping comes in. So what you're actually told is that the digital filter has 3 dB bandwidth equal to 2 kilohertz or 0.002 megahertz, which is, you were told to convert everything to megahertz. Alright, so what the frequency warping tells us is if you look at the formula in the assignment, that analog frequency is related to digital frequency via that might not be exactly the same as it's written in the assignment, but FS is 1 over T or 1 over delta, so sampling frequency is the inverse of the sampling time. So if we know a digital frequency, then we can work out what the analog frequency should be. So here we have WD is 0.002 megahertz. You need to convert that to radians, so multiply by radians per second, multiply by 2 pi. And that tells you what the corresponding analog 3 dB frequency should be. So the number that goes in here. Okay, so there's two steps. You need to convert your specified digital frequency to analog frequency. This value here simply goes in the coefficients of the analog filter, which you then pass into bilinear. Okay, so that's really all there is to that filter implementation. And I was going to show you on the overhead exactly what the frequency magnitude plot should look like. So you're asked to plot the frequency response, and what you use is the function freq z. And after you do that, you should be able to produce a plot that looks something like this. So frequency, and you have to plot it between plus 5 dB and minus 30 dB. You should be seeing something like this. The magnitude response at zero frequency should be 0 dB, and this should fall away by 3 dB at the specified frequency. So the digital 3 dB frequency. And you should be able to draw, superimposed on your plot of the magnitude response, the exact point at minus 3 dB and that digital frequency. Alright, I think we're pretty much getting through the rest of the lecture, so we'll come back to information theory on Friday. Alright, if you like, you can come up to me afterwards and ask me questions about the assignment or so on, so I'll hang around if you have any specific questions.